This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Simulect. Active ingredient, basiliximab, bezeedlixiemab. This leaflet provides important information about using Simulect. You should also speak to your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Simulect. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I given Simulect? Simulect contains the active ingredient basiliximab. Simulect is a type of medicine, known as an immunosuppressant. Immunosuppressants reduce the body's response to things that it recognizes as foreign, including transplanted organs. The body's immune system thinks a transplanted organ is a foreign body and will try to reject it. Simulect works by stopping the immune cells that attack transplanted organs. Simulect is given to adults, adolescents, and children who are having a kidney transplant. It helps prevent rejection of the transplanted kidney during the first 4 to 6 weeks after the transplant operation, which is the time when the body is most likely to try to reject the kidney. You will be given other medicines to help protect your new kidney during this time, for instance, cyclosporin, and you will need to continue taking some of these medicines every day after you leave the hospital. Simulect is given to you only around the time of your transplant operation. What should I know before giving Simulect? Warnings. Do not use Simulect if you are allergic to basiliximab or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. If you are pregnant or breastfeeding, check with your doctor if you take any other medicines for any other condition. Have blood cancer, lymphoma. Have previously received a transplant that failed after only a short time, or have used this medicine before. In this situation, you may have received Simulect. Your doctor will check this for you and discuss with you the possibility of repeated treatment with Simulect. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. It is very important to tell your doctor before your transplant operation if you are pregnant, think that you may be pregnant, or intend to become pregnant. You must use adequate contraception to prevent pregnancy during treatment and up to 4 months after receiving the last dose of Simulect. If you become pregnant during this time, despite the use of contraceptive measures, you should tell your doctor immediately. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Basiliximab, the active ingredient of Simulect, may pass into your milk and affect your baby. Do not breastfeed after having Simulect, or in the 4 months after the last dose. Use in older patients, aged 65 years and over. Simulect can be given to older patients, but the information available is limited. Your doctor may discuss this with you before you are given Simulect. Vaccination. If you need to have a vaccination, seek your doctor's advice first. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, or vaccines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Simulect should not change the way other medicines work, nor should other medicines change the way Simulect works. Nonetheless, it is important that you tell your doctor if you are taking or have recently taken any other medicines, including medicines obtained without a prescription. Check with your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Simulect. How do I receive Simulect? How much is given? The usual dose is 20 mg in each infusion or injection. For children and adolescents who weigh less than 35 kg, the dose given in each infusion or injection is 10 mg. When to receive Simulect? You will only be given Simulect if you are receiving a new kidney. Normally, you will be given 2 doses of Simulect in hospital. The first dose is given just before your transplant operation starts, and the second dose is given 4 days after the operation. A doctor or nurse will give you the treatment, since Simulect has to be injected into a vein. It can be either injected directly using a syringe or given slowly as an infusion lasting 20 to 30 minutes. If you are given too much Simulect, An overdose of Similect is not likely to cause side effects straight away, but it may weaken your immune system for longer. Your doctor will watch out for any effects on your immune system and treat them if necessary. What should I know while given Similect? Call your doctor straight away if you find out that you are pregnant while you are given Similect, or in the 4 months following the last dose. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks this medicine may have for your developing baby, driving, or using machines. There is no evidence to indicate that Similect has an effect on your ability to drive the car or use machines. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. Generally, patients who have had a kidney transplant take several medicines as well as Similect. You may get some side effects from your medicines or feel unwell after your transplant. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. Tell your doctor or nurse as soon as possible if you get any unexpected symptoms while you are being given Similect or during the 8 weeks afterwards, even if you do not think that they are related to the medicine. The lists below include side effects that were commonly reported during clinical trials of Similect. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. In adults, change in toilet habits, nausea, feeling sick or vomiting, weight increase, headache, pain, swelling of hands, ankles, or feet, high blood pressure, anemia, dry or cracked lips which may be symptoms of dehydration, feeling tired, weak, or confused, feeling breathless, surgical wound complications, trouble sleeping, various kinds of infections, shaking hands, in children, constipation, excessive growth of normal hair, runny or blocked nose, fever, high blood pressure, various kinds of infections. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Signs of sudden severe allergic reactions. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Fast heartbeat. Dizziness, or lightheadedness. Shortness of breath. Sneezing, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Less wee than normal when you're using the toilet. Fever and flu-like symptoms. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Similect contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Basiliximab. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Monobasic potassium phosphate. Dibasic sodium phosphate. Sodium chloride. Sucrose. Mannitol. Glycine. Potential allergens. Similect contains sodium and potassium. This medicine contains less than 1 millimoles sodium, 23 milligram per vial, that is to say essentially sodium free. This medicine contains potassium, less than 1 millimoles, 39 milligram per vial, i.e. essentially potassium free. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Similect looks like. Similect is a sterile powder supplied in a glass vial. Not all marketed presentations include an ampoule containing 5 milliliters of sterile water to dissolve the powder before injection. Who distributes Similect? Similect is supplied in Australia by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Australia Pty Ltd. ABN 1-800-424-4160. 54 Waterloo Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113. Telephone 1-800-671-203. Registered trademark. This leaflet was prepared in October 2024. SML 101024C, based on product information, SML 101024I.